Welcome to another episode of Twat Tech with your host, Operator. Today we'll be talking about Nikito. Nikito is an open source web server scanner which performs comprehensive tests against web servers, including over 3,000 potentially dangerous files, CTIs, with versions over 625 different servers, and specific problems with over 230 servers. Nikito comes with a lot of distros. Really, the easiest thing to do is just download the current version off of the website. It's just Perl, it's a Perl script, and you can modify it a little bit. First thing you'll notice when you run Nikito is that you're going to want to change the agent tag. Now, basically, an agent tag is, briefly, when you connect to a web server and you want to get data. A lot of times it will send extra data, such as agent tag and stuff like that. Well, your agent tag is specified in Nikito. Nikito, by default, will tell you that its agent tag is Nikito, and a lot of times your IDS or however the server is set up will block that agent, specific agent tag along with a bunch of others, such as wget and stuff like that. So that's why if you ever try to use wget on a site, you might get some kind of block or bots or whatever. And you can use the robots off on wget, and that will allow you to download whatever you're trying to download. So once you've changed the agent tag, you're going to want to use the dash update and update the plugins. And basically there's several popular methods of output. First you want to try the basic just straight out from the console, and then mess around with the HTML output, but you kind of have to be careful with it because depending on how the coding's done, it might not look the way it's supposed to look. It might not come out the way it's supposed to look. So you have to look at the actual source to reproduce that test. You also might want to check out the dash evasion. Can work on IDS systems, but I haven't actually experienced it, but I turned it on by default. You can also force it to scan CTI and guess other things like users and usernames and stuff like that. Gonna go over a few of the options here. SSL, you want to try that first. The server does have SSL support. You want to try it through SSL, and that'll mitigate any kind of IDS systems and things like that. There's the mutate, which kind of is like scanning other folders. For example, if you know there's a path that has good stuff in it, you can try to add it to the mutate folder. User string, you can throw in a fairly large dictionary file in there of users, and it will scan those users in that path. There's also the nuke and PHP, it'll scan through like PHPDB. So if you know, for example, this particular virtual host or virtual server has PHPDB and it's in a weird path. So for example, if it's not PHPDB, it might be like /forums or /forum, and you know on that virtual host there's 1,000 different users and they all have PHPDB. Then there's the minus E option, which is evade. Stick with 3 to begin with, then you can add to it. So for example, you can do minus E space 3 and 6, or 3 and 1, things of that nature. You'll also want to try the output options, output HTML, and you can get kind of creative and do a PHP script or CGI script to automate the scanning for you. So you can go to your CGI or web server and just run a quick scan on your own host or a different host or a target host. You'll want to combine this with the Nessus quad that I did. Altogether, you'll have the Nessus and the Keto. I would suggest doing the Keto scan first and then following up with Nessus. and it takes anywhere from 30 minutes to an hour to scan with Nessus Nikito, as noisy as it can be. So it's a quick way to just scan one host that you know is not running any kind of IDS or anything like that. That concludes this episode of TWAT Tech. Your host, operator. Any questions or comments? rmccurdy.com. rmccurdy.com. Scripts and goodies